This morning our scripture will be taken from Luke chapter 1. If you brought your Bibles, please get them out. We'll be using them quite a bit today. So get them out and keep them out today if you don't mind. If you didn't bring your Bible, make sure you get your pew Bible out and we'll be following along. Know that those are Revised Standard Version, and I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, so there'll be just a few differences. Mine just doesn't have the these and the thous. I have trouble reading those. So, all right, Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, we'll begin with verse 67. Now, for those who aren't necessarily familiar with the Bible, is Luke in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So the New Testament starts with what book? And then? Luke. All right, once you find that, if you would put your finger right there and close it, and stand up if you would. And let us read the Bible pledge together. Let's hold that Bible high above your head because we're proud that we have it. Please read this with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing as we read God's Word together this morning, taken from Luke, beginning with verse 67. Then John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors, and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of God. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness till the day he appeared publicly. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As always, I like to prepare I'm going to prepare a sermon outline here, and so you might want to grab that, pull it out, and grab a pencil or a pen so you can follow along. On the opposite side of that is the study guide for this week that goes along for this sermon. So I invite you to take it home and maybe spend some time in the Word as well. Well, the last several Sundays, we've been in a sermon series called Parenting in an X-Rated World. In this series, we've discussed our X-rated culture and how that issue has changed over the last decade, which for me, I mean, I don't know about you, but it was extremely eye-opening for me, what is going on out there. I guess I lead more of a sheltered life than I thought. We talked about the necessities of parenting. Do you remember this? Prayer, discipline, and anybody remember? Persistence, prayer, discipline, and persistence. We then moved on to raising kids in the kingdom, and that is the responsibility of the parents who don't have children, who don't have kids, the church community, as well as grandparents. And finally, last week, we discussed single parenting and parenting in blended families. So finally, today, we are transforming from that powerful teaching, transitioning, I suppose transforming too would work, But we're transitioning from that powerful teaching series into what I think is going to be another powerful teaching series, The Cries of Today's Teens. The Cries of Today's Teens. Beginning next week, we'll be discussing issues that our youth group, our football team at the high school, and other youth have told us are rubber meets the road issues in their lives. Rubber meets the road issues in their lives. So if you have a youth in your life, whether you're a parent or a grandparent or a neighbor or whatever, make sure you come and experience this teaching series. It's going to be quite thought-provoking and eye-opening and quite an interesting journey from the comments that I have received thus far that our youth director and our football coach have given to me. So just trust me and come and see what we can learn through this process.